second half of tonight's programming.
Okay, so basically, we're having a belated birthday party. Happy birthday, tree. So for anybody who, like, wants, there's at a Tubish Bat Seder. We missed it by a few days, but just to do, like, speed Seder, if anybody wants to time us how fast we can get through a Seder, I'm going for about, like, I don't know. Let me try a minute and 20 seconds. Okay. I don't know. But basically, there's four different worlds, and they go from the most spiritual to the most physical. And they're represented by fruits. You take a fruit that has a hard, maybe it's the most physical to the most spiritual. So there's a hard outside and a sweet inside. But so the outside, when you first see it, it's hard. But then when you get to the inside, you realize what's inside is really, you know, juicy and fruitful and nourishing. So in your own life, how can that be applied? When you, like, you know, encounter something that, like, seems difficult on the outside or hard or rough, but then, like, once you get past that first, you know, external, like, shell, and you peel that away, what's left on the inside is something good. Does anybody have, like, some meaningful statement or moment that they want to share that relates to that world? With that experience in life. Okay, so pass around the orange. You also have a peanut. So either, like, you know, be a nut. This is a nut seder for nuts and fruitcakes.
Nuts and fruitcake.
This is a nut and fruitcake seder 2 days late. So please take a nut, be a nut. Everyone a nut. Okay, so just open. You can open it for the plow and whoever wants something refreshing. Okay, so we will have you do the honors of opening, and the blessings on oranges are Bripriya 8, and on peanuts are Bripriya Adama, because they come from a tree, and they come from a plant. Yes, a peanut comes from a peanut plant. I don't really know where a peanut comes from. Does anybody know where a peanut comes from? Yeah, I have no idea. Okay,
like,
so as you move to the next world,
like potatoes, isn't it?
Yeah, where do peanuts grow?
Yeah. On the ground.
Amazing. Yeah. So it's fruit that grows in the ground. It happens to be that the coolest brachas, that there's, like, a fruit that grows in the ground. Like, Bray Pri Ha'adama. It's like this little juicy fruit that's full of nourishment. I mean, we know that fruit comes from a tree, but fruit that comes from the ground? Like, when you think of, Tzipora said, a tomato, but also a butternut squash. A butternut squash. You stick it in the oven, and you take it out, and it's like bright orange, colorful, vibrant, and it's sweet, and it's tasty, and it's nourishing. And you're like, Bray Pri Ha'ad. Like, this is a piece of fruit that lives, I mean, Adama, right, exactly. You look at your bracha. Okay, so then you move to the next world where, it's all fluffy and you know, fluffy bunnies and rainbows and butterflies on the outside, and everyone loves it, and it's fuzzy, and it gives you a warm feeling. But then you get to the inside, and you hit this rock-solid core, and you can't eat the pit. So how can that apply in your own life? So that's like peaches. We have apricots. Everyone, peaches, apricots.
That's the pit, but those are sulfur apricots.
It's the pit.
They're not...
apricots are the pit. Go Steelers! Pittsburgh! So we talk about Pittsburgh in this world because it's all about pits, and so therefore everyone is for the Steelers! Next year's Super Bowl!
What planet are you on?
Go Steelers! Go Second World! Okay, so the pit. So, like, if you're having something that's, like, fluffy on the outside, but it's really a solid core, I guess, I don't know, an example that comes to my mind is, like, when someone's really nice and sweet and soft and you think they're really flexible, but when you get to know them, you realize, wow, this kid's got values and integrity, and, like, that's how we want to be as Jews. We want to be sweet and soft on the outside, but when it comes to our values and when it comes to, like, who we are not going to waver in our values, and so, like, to sort of embody, like, to be, you know, nice on the outside, but, like, a solid, strong core.
that would be the positive version of that. The negative version would be somebody who's like, oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. That's called hypocritical. Oh, yeah, totally.
So, you know,
okay. So, happy birthday. Okay, so then we have another. Oh, yeah. Support me. Oh, yeah. Anybody else? Yeah. Does anybody have any, like, terrible things to say? That would be awesome.
Terrible.
Think of your worst thoughts.
About
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Exactly, especially about me. If it's bad, definitely make it about me. Okay, so then the next world, as you continue to move into spirituality, is something that's totally spiritual, and it's both good, soft, and like mushy and sweet and on the outside, but also really soft and sweet and nice on the inside. The whole thing is spiritual, through and through. Exactly, so you can eat the whole thing. So this is like actually a seven species fruit, the raisins. I don't really know what cashews are, so they're just mixing with the raisins, if anybody likes cashews.
Cashews are from the earth
world. Oh, right. And if anybody would like figs, if this is like a dairy product, so if you just had meat, please don't take it, or unless you want to make meat in your mouth. But this is Fig Newton, so happy fig, you know, for the figs could have something to be careful. The outside of the fig, the inside of the Newton is what is the, like,
fig.
The core. Yeah, fig, you eat the whole thing, and in this case, you eat the whole cookie. You don't have to leave any part out. You can eat the whole cookie, so this is still part of the fair game. But the blessing over the brown stuff on the outside, the wheat, is a different blessing because it comes from wheat, and so
which is one of the fruits of Israel.
Yeah,
which is the
grapes. I mean, yeah, grapes, raisins, and seven species. Ode to Israel. Everybody, all rise. We'll sing the Hatikvah. Okay, over to Israel. We love Israel and we wish we were there, but we're here, so next year our Seder for Nuts and Fruit Cakes will be in Israel. And last but not least is the world that does not have any representation because it's so spiritual and it's so godly. So there are just things in this world that just don't, they can't be expressed. Like, if you've ever thought of anything, children, you're going to have to send you to the principal's office.
Behave.
So the final world is like when it's so spiritual that you, like something that's just, you can't express it. There's no words to express. It's just, it's better left unsaid. There's just certain things that you experience in life where there's just no physical manifestation, a feeling, love. You can't express it. There's no concretization of that feeling, but like just all these things in the world that are represented in this world of like the non-entity, the non-existent thing, it, whatever. So with that, we will conclude our birthday party. Happy birthday, tree. And we'll say happy birthday if you would like. Happy birthday to the trees. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to the trees.
There's
an happy birthday to the trees. Poor thing. Women's dancing. Everyone, and just like man is like a tree, we should all have to celebrate our birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I'm doing this documentary series called Observing the Observant.
Yeah.
Okay.
event that starts tomorrow, and I have to go.
Interesting.
Where did this happen?
Dead trees. This would be a dead tree.
You're a dead tree, girl.
Oh, I say that so gleefully.
Dead tree.
Weird trees. No, like,
come. I mean, trees come alive.
Go back. Uh-oh.
I've been observing the air for myself.
Because from the outside it looked really dumb, and I couldn't believe people would just do something dumb, so I wanted to really get it, so I totally became observant.
You became observant.
Yeah.
And maybe you could talk about that. Hold a second.